We are on Daf, Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, before we learn the next Gemara. I just want to mention Ha'ore that Ha'meshe Zechen Avocha has on the Gemara before the Vaidome Ben Nesine. He wants to be Ma'ira that Wuzicha Be'yasimcha for the father to know that he was Marviach Shishim Ribu Din Reizov, so why didn't he wake him up? So he mutches sich with this kasha, and he wants to say, could be just like the mother was Matarefes Midaita, could be the father also was Matarefes. So Mamela, Maturef Midaita, so Mamela, he wouldn't appreciate it, being woken up from his sleep. Like this, he pines that this simcha that his son was mavir so much money would the zicha more choshev than his continuing to sleep. We on the bottom line, Tani Abimi Berei de Rabbi Abo Yesh Machal La'oviv Pishayni. A person could be machal his father Pishayni, which is a very choshev oif shomein. And he's giving him the best type of food, v'terdoi min ha'ilam. And the way he's giving it, he not only won't he get schar, but it's terdoi min ha'ilam. V'yesh matchine berechayim, and a person could be mesavev, that his father will be working on a mill to grind wheat, and by doing this, maybe elechay ha'ilam abo. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Pesyaini, Oif Choshev Vishomein, means Slav Sheyorad Bamidbar. Veterdai min Ha'ilam, Shenena Shalov. By giving him this Pesyaini, not only won't he get Tzcha, but he'll get an Einish. Shemaraloi Tzores Ayin Al Sudosai. He's giving him the food, but at the same time, he's showing him that he's not doing this with Aleif Shalem, and it's bothering him that what he's giving him such choshev food. V'yesh matchine berechayim, and there's another instance that he's making his father grind, she meloche kosher, it's a difficult meloche, mevi leilam abo, she mechabdoi bedabroi dvorim teivim v'nechumim. He's telling him this work has to be done. Vamaloche, but he does it in a bekovedik oifen. Vamaloche matalolo veloshin rake. Mara loy tzerech hasho. He shows them there's a need for this. She'einon yochem lisparnis elabig yizu. The only way they can exist if the father will chip in and do this maloche. And by doing it, but he's doing it in mechubedik oifen, so he'll get oilam haba for this. Bigmore Yerushalmi goras. Maise b'shneim, that these two in Yonim that Avimi said, there was a maise shoya. Maise b'echad shoya machal oviv p'shayni. He was giving his father every day this oif shomein, a luxurious meal. Pam achas omaloi oviv me'ain loch kalayla. Where did he get all this? Omaloi sabe, your old person, maich b'slach, what's your business? T'chayn v'achil, gleima lois v'achil, you just chew. Don't ask any questions. Hereyu shekoshalai. He showed him that he's not doing it b'leiv sholim. V'shuv ma'ise b'echad sheye teichen b'rechayim. He himself was a teichen b'rechayim. V'hoye loy ov zoke. And he had an elderly father. V'shilach ha'melech b'shvil oviv lovei l'avidus ha'melech. And the king sent that his father had to come to do avidus ha'melech. Omalei b'noi, so the son told him, Abe t'choin, listen, you now there's a request, a demand that you should work for the melech. Well, let's make it a little better for you. You'll take over my job. Vani eilech tachtecha l'avidus ha'melech she'en lo kitzvah. That means it'll be easier for you to being teichen berechayim than to go to avedis hamelech, because that's a meloche she'ain by kitzvah. There's no end to it. Let us see Teisves. Yesh machal aviv pishayni. Perish, Oivchosho, Vaino means love, Sheyesh, Pamidbo, Beterdim in Oilam. Perish, Shenena Shalov, that he'll be punished for his actions. Shemarolo Yitzarayin al Sudosa, he's showing him that he's not giving him Belev Sholem. V'yesh matchini berechaim, shi meloche koshe, mevi lechaylam abo, shemechavdoi bedvarom toivim v'nechumim. Bigmores Yerushalmi garsinim, maise v'shneim, there was a maise by both of these cases, maise bechot shemach alovi p'sheini, pam achas omalei ovi mailecho kol eile, omalei saba maich p'slach, ad detchoin v'achel, you just eat, klema lois v'achel, Ke'en klovim, the machin ba'oichlin. Machin means they keep quiet. Just eat and keep quiet. Don't ask many questions. Im ke'en hero sheko sholo, v'shumai sebechot sheyeteichen berechayim. He himself was a teichen. He used to grind the tvua. V'av zoken ha'yoloi, v'osa tzivui l'teichne perish Mitzvahs HaMelech b'shvilov v'lovi l'avidus HaMelech. There was a command from the Melech to work for the Melech. Amalai b'noi. So the son told the father, train. You go and grind. V'ani eilech tachtech l'avidus HaMelech shein lo kitzva. There's no end for it. Who knows how long it'll last. Then im lebizyoinoch tabloch v'im lemilki tabloch. That means by going to Avodas HaMelech, you'll get Bezoinis, you'll get Malkis. So it's preferable and better that you should take over my job and I'll go in place of you. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Abo said, Kegoin Avimi Bri, Kiyim Mitzvahs Kibbut. One who have a picture of someone who is Mekayim Mitzvahs Kibbut of, that's Avimi. Chamishi b'nei Samchi havalei l'Avimi b'chaye Yovid. He had 5 children, either they were smuchim, they were gedolim b'teire, or they were seimech al shulchonai. So b'kitzer, when his father came to visit him, these children were around. When Rababo came to visit Avimi, so he called by the door, he knocked on the door, so he started running, Avimi started running, he did not let the other children go to open the door, and he opened the door, and all the way he was running, yes, Adamatoi Kosom. Till he came there, he ran to be opened the door for his father. What does Rashi say? Chamishi b'nei samchi avale l'avimi b'chayyav v'alohochi. So there were others that could have gone. Ke'avakori rababo abo, above it, when he was calling him from the door, ho'yavimi rotsa peisech loy ve'einoi meiniach lechot mibon of leilech. He would not permit any of his children to go. This was his mitzvah, and he did not want it to be done idei echeirim. And eftach, I'm coming to open the door. Now the Gemara relates a maise. Yoim mochad, one day, Omalei, his father told him, Ashkion Maya, bring me some water. Adaisilei, so by the time he brought him the water, Nimneng, so the father fell asleep. Gochin, so he has the glass of water, his father sleeping now. So he bent over him, Koyalei Ade Isa. So he was standing there in a bent over position that the minute he sees he wakes up, he'll have the water for him. Istaya Milse. And from this maise of Kibbutov, a Gewaldike pool of Kibbutov, he's bending over, watching to make sure that as soon as he wakes up, we'll give him the water. So he was Echet Siyata Dishmaya. The Dora Shavimi was Eichet to Darshan Mizma Losot. This capital Mizma Losot. Zot Rashi. Istaya Milsa Boy, the Gochin Lofonov. While he was in the process of bending over, Shehaven, the Medrash, Mizma Rechot, Shebesefa Tilan, Shleya Maven, by Koidam Lachin Ledershot. According to the first Lashon of Rashi, he had problems in a psakapitel and tillim, which he did not understand. And he was able to darshan this kapitel. V'yesh meforshim, shemikra ze levadai dorash, mizma lo'osav alakim bo'ogoyim benach lasecha. Kina lo'osav miboilai, what's the mizma lo'osav? V'dorash, kach, she'oma osav, shiro, al shekila kadosh baruch hu, hamosoi, be'etzim babonim, shebe'beisoi, mitoich kach, heisa, pleita b'yisroel. Shilmole kach le nishtayer misayne Yisrael sorit. Chaynu oima kila Hashem es chemosoi vayatzes eish betziyen. Now the mide keneged mide that he was zoiche to say this drash through the mitzvah kibbutz avayim. The Dachsman the Ben Yehuda says that the mitzvah of Kibbud Av is he's being mechabed his father. So through this mitzvah, one is able to see and understand and practice to be machshiv the father. That's the pull of what he's doing. He's being machshiv his father. That's the mitzvah of Kibbud. So through that, he was zeiche to see the godless of the Rebbeinu Shloilem in Chuban Abayis. Before, it was, he didn't understand Chuban, it was din. There wasn't any Rachmonis, there wasn't any Teve. But now, he was zeiche to this drash, Mizma Losef, Kina Losef Mi Boiloi. So then he said, no, it's something what to sing about. Fakert was a gewaldike chesed. Shofach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chamosoi Aleitza Vavonov, and that's a kapora in Klal Yisrael. The Chuban Abayis brought about, we have Rashi says in Chumash, Atoiv Alecha Yaakov Mishkenisecha Yisrael, that B'chulbono Mitzamashken, Rashi says, Atoiv Alecha Yaakov, that B'shas, the Beis HaMikdash was there, there was Eichet HaKapore, Al Yidei Kolbonis, in B'chulbono, it was eiched. It's a mashkin aleim. It's mechaper aleim. So the chuban is a teiva for klal Yisrael. Abdeslo brings a meridik and medrash. Yalko tachsich mir that David HaMelech said that he wanted to build the Beis Hamikdash. So the Rebbein Shom told him that habidomim shafachta. You killed so many people. Can't build the Beis Hamikdash. So David HaMelech asked, was that the wrong thing to do? So the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, no, it's very choshev what you did. It's ke'ilu you're makriv korbanos. It's very choshev, you might nefesh yourself a klal Yisrael. So he says, if it was choshev, so why can't I build the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, because if you'll build the Beis HaMikdash, you'll never become chorev. He says, adarabe, so let me build the Beis HaMikdash. He says, no, klal Yisrael needs a Beis HaMikdash, I can become chorev. That means the chuban abayis is, that is the tikkun for the Midas Adin that was Nisrabe because of the Avoinei Shal Klal Yisrael. So Shofach Hashem Chamosei, so the brunt of the Midas Adin went on the Eitzim Vavonim in Klal Yisrael Herekiyim. So to see the Rachim of Avonim, to see the godless of the Ov, he was Zeiche to be Margish this and to understand this by doing a pool of being Machshiv of it. He says, a person, some male. Then he saw the godless of Avinu Shebashamayim. We had before that, as much on the Machabed as Ovir Simoi, Malin Yelem Ki Lidal Tibinem Vechibduni. So this Kufa, this Pula was a Pula of Kvoit Shemayim also. So he saw the godless and the Chasodim of the Anhog of the Rabbeinu Shloim in the most bleak period of Chulben Abayt. Let us see Taiswitz. Istaye milse ba'oida igachin lefanov shehivim v'dorash mizma la'osav lekim ba'ogoyim b'nach l'secho shlo yimeim ba'im v'koydim l'chein v'dorashay v'yesh mefarshim shmikra zalava dorash mizma la'osav kina la'osav miboylai v'dorash amarosav shira al shekil ha'kadosh baruch hu chamosi al ha'itzim v'al ha'avonim shebe'beisoy u'mitoich kach And because of this, Oyser Plato Yisrael, Shemolei Kachle Nishtayer, Misoyne Yisrael, Soridu Polit. Chinoi Makilo Hashem Es Chamos, Vyatsis Eish Betzin, Kach Perish Bekuntris. Ach Yeish Bemedrish. There's a Medrish. She'osof Omar Shiro, Al Shetovu Bo'oret She'oreo. And that Tovu Bo'oret She'oreo, and that he said Shiro. What is the shir on this? Moshe leShivche, shaholcha lishev mayim min ha'be'er. A shivcha went and wanted to shep water from a be'er, v'nofal kada lebe'er. And the kada, her kad fell out of her hand. Bo'isa mitzta'eres u'bo'iche. So she had tzar. No one's going to go and venture to take it out of the be'er, so she lost his kad. Ad shebosa shivchas hamelech lishoiv ubiyoda kli shalzov. She came to be shoiv with a golden keli. V'nofal, and also the same thing occurred with the shivchas hamelech. V'nofal oisei kli shom. So when that kli fell in, ischilo harishayna lishayras. Then the first shivcha started singing. V'omro, ab achshav lehoyisi svure sheyeitze shum odom. Kadi, Shu Shal Cheres. Until now, I thought no one will ever venture to go into this Be'er and take out my kad, because it's not worth too much. It's a kad Shal Cheres. Mina Be'er, Sheini Nechshav. Ba'achsho, Ba'nar Zicher. People are Zicher going to go into this Be'er to take out the Kli Shal Zov. Is Misha Yoitzi Oisai Shal Zov, Yoitzi Kadi Yimis. So the one who enters to take out the kad Shal Zov, you'll see my card there, and take that also. Kach b'nei koirach shahoyu b'luyim. The b'nei koirach, and these were the, also was a descendant from the b'nei koirach, and they were b'luyim. Ksharo shetovu ba'oret shoreo. Omru shira, mi sheyoytzi ha-shorim, yoytzi gam eisonu. Kach ha ma'osav mizbo shohu mi mishpachas koirach. That means, the Ben Yoda wants to say this was not a toive for us personally. This was a toive for Avoisov. The Ben Yoda says, Mibnei the name shall Koirach. Va'omar shira al dovo sheye toive le Koirach ubonov v'loy loy. That means he's not gaining anything from Tovu v'oret shoreo, but the Zayd is gaining. Koirach ubonov are going to gain. Mishum dechaviv olei toivas avoisov. That means it was choshuv to, that means it was, that's what the Ben Yoda says, that's epsa haza, b'chine ahave mikalkeles es ashure. To sing a shira and tovu ba'oret shoreo, with all the tzores that come about with this, but because of the toive that Koirach will have, Shum dechaviv olei toives avoisov. So memele, so when he was Isaac in Kibbutz, he was able to comprehend this, understand that that was pshat in the Mizmael Lo'osov, because, I mean, this ra gufe will bring about a toive, la avoisov. And this was because he was being mechabed avoisov. So Yehanbe was able to be masik pshat in this pasuk. Zog de Gemara weiter, Oma le Rav Yaakov bar Ravu al Abaye, ki goin ano, da ad da sine mi bei Rav, when I come home from yeshiva, right, bei Mazmanim, he comes home, is my parents, he was very chovav by his parents, is Abba Madla li Kasa, my father gives to me a kais, ve ima Mozgali, and my mother is Moizig a kais. And so both want to show how happy they are. I came home. They're so happy with that I'm learning in yeshiva. I'm a tzlich in yeshiva. And they want to be mechabed me. Heichi avet. What should I do? Who should I take the kais from? Omar leis Abaye told him, me'imach kabul, me'ovuch leis kabul. From your mother you could take, and from your father you shouldn't take. The kiven de bar teirohu chol shodatoi. I'm going to the Kigamore. that your father is a ben Torah. And the Ben Yodah says, even though the Gemara says he came back from Beirav, so they weren't doing it as his covet, they were doing it as Kvayda Torah. This Gufa was Kvayda Torah, that he's learning, Nishtaiging. From deswegen, it can bring about Chalishus Adas, if the father's a Ben Torah, to be Mishores a son, it could bring to Chalishus Adas. Agavuche and Orchis Rabbeinu, Chele Gimel, Daf Kuftes, Oislam Gimel, he brings down that Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita said that the Chazanish told him once he came home and the stipler gave him something, offered him something, he brought him something to eat or to drink, and Chazanish is dumping the couple. He told him this Gemara. You shouldn't be mekabel from his father. The stipler is going to ben Torah. There's a psabchina of chol sho daitoi. So memele. So therefore, he shouldn't, he told them not to be mekabel from the father. Rabbi Talfen, havala yahi ime. Rabbi Talfen had a mother, lechol emes behavis boi lemesik lepuya. Seems she had difficulties going up on the bed. So, let us go back to the Gemara. Rav Talfen havala yahi ime. Rav Talfen had a mother that she had difficulties to get up on the bed. The chalem is tava boy lemesik lepuye. Whenever she wanted to get up on the bed, is gochin. So he bent down. V'soliklo, and she stepped over him, and she stepped on him, and she got up to the bed. He was in the place of a small ladder. Chol emes tahave nochis, whenever she had to get down, so now she had a problem. The bed is too high, she won't jump down. Is nochse lave, it's also, she called him, Talfen, come here, and he was there, and then she stepped down on him. Osa become mishtabach bei midrosh. So, in the base matter, she was telling it, Pesazoi, Baruch Hashem, he's mekayim ki bedei. Omri lei, adayin lei, he gato lachatzi kibbut. He didn't even get the half of the kibbut. Klum zorka arneki befanecha leyam bala yichlamta. So, other say pshat, the Masho says, v'yoyser tzorich lezariz b'mokim dike chesorin kis. That means, well, let's elaborate a little bit. That means, here he has a sipuk, he feels good, he's bending down, his mother stepping on top of him. So he's being mahane his mother. Fine. He says, but what if, so he has enough from what he's doing. It's not so bad. She wasn't an elephant, 500 pounds. It's good. She was stepped on top of him. It was uncomfortable. Some of Mela. But they told him, if she would zolke arniki before necholiyam, what would be if she took your money at a wallet of $1,000 and she threw it into the yam? What did she get out of it? She's a meshuganer. What did you get? You lost $1,000. That's a kunz. That is a kunz. That means what you're doing is not such a big deal. It's nice, the kovadik, but that's not the epitome of kibbudim. The Ben Yoda wants to say kovad is gematria 32. Half of 32 is 16. So he wants to say 16 is gematria vai. There's a vay al tzar aguf, and there's a vay al tzar mamaynoi. So, you didn't get up to half yet. I mean, you never had a agmas nefesh of mamayn through your kibbudim. So it's not such a great thing that you have done. Let's see what Rashi says. Kaina no shani ohuv lo'ovi v'yokir le'imi oisli zois ma'eset. Given the Bar Torah, who chol shadaitim tekabel mimenu avoide, you make mekabel avoide from him. Yeah, let us see the Tosfos. Rab Talfen havala imo. Yesh b'Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says a different ma'ase. Pam achas imei the Rab Talfen ofda pesmoki dido b'chatzir. She lost her stockings. V'yotzasa mimitosa levakshay. Now she's walking without stockings. ושום רב טלפן יודוי תחס רגלו על הקרקע, שלא תיתון אף רגלו. So he was putting his hands underneath her feet, that her feet shouldn't get dirty. For hoiso deireses al yodov. That's one mice in the Yerushalmi. Void isa bi Yerushalmi, another mice in the Yerushalmi. The imei de Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel's mother, kol shato v'shaite daba osi Rabbi Shmuel mi bei medrosho, that when Rabbi Shmuel came back from the Beis HaMedrash, hoiso rechetses es raglob, she used to wash his feet, v'hoise shoise es hamayim. And then she drank the water, the dirty water she drank. Kshashama Rabbi Shmuel shoise oise kach, that he didn't realize that that she's drinking the water. Oy mesarev bedobo. So stopped, when I can he stop? Ad shebosa, but his mother was determined. At Shabbosa lefnei chachomim, for Isa Kevelis, Rabbi Shmuel benoshlo mekayim mitzvahs kibbut, she came to the Beis Medrash, my Rabbi Shmuel, he's not mekayim kibbutay, the nivalu chachomim bedovo, they were astounded, Rabbi Shmuel, she's not mekayim kibbutay, v'shol Rabbi Shmuel, v'sipla ma'amaisa, v'tzivu loy sheyanicheno lasis retzayno, u'be'inyin zehu kibbut, retzayno zeh kvayde, that's what she wants. Perhaps to understand a little bit the Harotz in the Mishnah says, "An Ovis Habe Misavik Ba'Afar Agleim." The Afar Agleim of a Beis Medrash is very choshev. She couldn't do this. She couldn't go into the Beis Medrash. But her closest contact to the Afar Agleim would be by swallowing the water that had the offer. Perhaps it's kedai to say over there's a Yalkut Shemoini in Parshas Bolog. The Bilam had said, Mimona Afar Yaakov. So the Yalkut says, Mi Yochel Limnois Schoron Shel Bachura Yisrael. Loivshim Begodim Shel Shabbos V'Shel Moed. They put on the Shabbos Tike Begodim. V'Nichnosim U'Misavkim L'Shmoyel L'Zokin L'Shmoedim Reiter. And they go, they have the Shabbos Tike Begodim. And they didn't sit, they didn't have, they sat down on the ground to listen to the shir, so everything got dirty and dusty. And that, Bilam said, Mimona Afar Yaakov. So the Gevaldike Cheshivis of this offer that they were Metanef, their Begodim, in order to listen to Divrei Torah. So Kaponim, she wanted Kaponim to have a chalik in this offer. And that was Ritzayna. Zog to Gemara weiter. Rav Yosef, who we had learned yesterday, who was a sagi noe, was blind. Ki abishoma kal kara de ime. He heard the footsteps of his mother. He couldn't see her. Oma eikum mikame shchine da asye. I'm standing up for the shchine. That's how he was marshev his mother. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Ashrei Mi Shelo Chomo, a person who never saw his parents. So we think this is a terrible calamity and tragedy. And Rabbi Yochanan said Ashrei, because the chiyuv, obligation of a child to parents is so great, who could be oimed to takabim mekayim this kidinoi? Rabbi Yochanan, and then Rabbi Yochanan spoke for himself, ki evrosai imoi, when his mother became Uberes, Meis Oviv, his father was Nifta, Yiladatoi, Meisa Imoi. And when asked by the lady, his mother was Nifta. V'chein Abaye. Abaye was also a Yosef. He also didn't see his father and mother. Frek de Gemore Eini v'omar Abaye Omro Liyem. We have many times in Shas that Abaye said over things that his mother had told him. So the mother says, Ahi mar benisei haboy. This was not from his mother, this was from the woman who was megadolin. Rab Asi havelei ahi ima zekeinu. Rab Asi had a mother who was very old. Omrolei, she told him, Beina tachshitim. I would like to have tachshit. No, the mother wants tachshitim. Ovedlo. So he made a tachshitim. But it didn't stop here. Beina gavro, I want to get married. She was a very old lady. Now she wants to get married. So he told her, Na'ayin loch. I'll look, I'll start searching. The Ben Yoda says, that means perhaps he couldn't find someone who was as old as her, but he'll get someone, he'll pay him money that he's a little younger, but he'll give him money, he should marry his mother. Na'ayin loch. But she told him, Be'ine gavro de shapir kabosach. I want someone like you, not to look at me an old man. I want a young one that's good looking and does. That's so that he knew already that Shavka. So he left her. He saw that he can't be mekayim her whims. So the going brings down the terefes aisa. She was meshugane. He couldn't be mamala haratzim. Va'ozel la'aro di Yisrael. And he ran away. That's how the going learned. Others learned the Psalm. I don't know that she was talking Meshuggah, but he saw he can't. It's too difficult for him to be Mekayim. So if he's not there, he's not there. Shama de ka'ozla abasrei. He heard that she's coming after him to Eretz Yisrael. Also, so now he had a different child. He had a shaila. He's in Eretz Yisrael. Now he's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Also, lekami de Rabbi Yechonon. Amalei ma lotzeis ma'aretz lechutz la'aretz. He allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. Amalei also. He told him not allowed to, not leave Eretz Yisrael. Likras ima ma'u. Are you allowed to go to touch your mother? Amalei eini yedeya. I don't know. The angel of Yoh wants to say that, he says, Be'emison, Chazal tell us that Ukshe Kvoidam le Kvoidam Okim. So the mitzvah of Kibbud Ovaim is a very big mitzvah. So if you're playing a shayla of mitzvahs Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael and Kibbud Ovaim, so Zichi Kibbud Ovaim is Deichet. It's a bigger mitzvah than Yeshiv Eretz Yisrael. So what did Rabbi Yechonon tell him? Eini Yedeya. So he wants to say, Eini Yedeya if you'll be Mekayim Kibbud Ovaim. So he wants to say the shah was his father. Did she get the message? That means she was asking things that he couldn't be Mekayim. So you're not going for Kibbudayim, you won't be Mekayim Kibbudayim. Or maybe she got the message that she saw you ran away, and so she realized, it's not like the going that she was with the Rebbe's Daita, she realized that she can't ask everything, so maybe you will be Mekayim Kibbudayim. I don't know what to tell you. We're making it's a Russian roulette. I don't know what to tell you. This, if you'll be Mekayim Kibbudayim, so Tzichah Kibbudayim is better. It's more chosh on Yishev Erso, but maybe she's the same. So then you won't be Mekayim Kibbudayim, and you're not leaving Eretz Yisrael. So I don't know what to tell you. That's how Eina Leo says Psha. Asrach Pulte, he waited a little bit. Hoda Rosa, he asked him again. So then Leo says that, so he heard from him that, Stama he held that, Now he didn't know if Rabbi Yechonon was angry at him or that. Maybe Rabbi Yechonon was angry at me. If it would be that he was angry, we wouldn't have given you a bracha. Adahachi vahachi, shama la'arayna dekasi. He heard that she was nifter. He had left already. Amar yodi le'nafki. If I would have known that she was nifter, I wouldn't have gone out. So, l'chayr epshat over here is, according to Enlil, it's very good. I mean, it could very well be that Ramesh also says this. That halacha, that godel, that it's hukish kvaidim lekvaidam okim, that could be a kovid mechayim. The zicha a kovid lachem is also, to go on to me malavet the oren is also a kovid mechamde bechayim, mechamde lachem oisa, but that should be greater than yishev eretz Yisrael, does nisht. I think Ramesh also says this, and Din Yaakov says this, that that's why he had chalisha sadas. Lemaise, he had thought he'd be able to be mechayim kibbudayim, and Lemaise came out, the mechabdo mechayim, he wasn't able to be mechayim. Let us see Rashi. אשכי מי שלאי חמה, שאפשר לקיים כבודם ככל הצירך. Can be mekayim the covet properly. Vuhunene shalem. Ve'rab nisei umnes. The one who is megadolam. Yisratzei salotzei soboi shedati lachse limkayim elabobel. Yisirech leshalem ad mekaymecha. Amalai rabasel abalos domachas v'shom milta chosach alai rab yechinen. So he told him, no, if he gave you a broch, he's not angry with you. Zutte gemar weiter. Tana rabona. Mechabdoi bechayev. ומחבדוי במויסר. וזה דין כובד לך המויסר עושה. בחיוב קיצר, הנשמע בדבר עובב למוקן. That there's a certain place that if he relates to them that the father requested, his father requested this and this, they'll see how to do it for the father. If he'll give the request בשמי, for himself, he say, they'll also do it. Is la yayma, so my mele, if by mentioning his father's name, it will be done, by the anshe amokim, the covet his father, so this is an opportunity to be malbe kvoid of it. Is la yayma, he should not say, shalchuni bishvil atzmi, send me because of myself, Aruni bishvil atzmi, patruni bishvil atzmi, elokulu bishvil abo. That is the mechabdoi mechayev, that means, so the mechabdoi mechayev is that this is called a covet, that people will be doing something likvoid of it. So even though for the etzem pule, we don't need this, but if this will be marbe kvoid of it, so that's the mitzvah. I once saw on a sefer, someone said he doesn't begin to realize how Rabbah Ber had time to learn. His whole mind was occupied how to be marbek by the covet of his parents. He was an angeton in this. So this is an Indian. I could bring about more kvayd of it. Let's see what Rashi says. Anishma bedvar oviv lamokim, imake b'anshei amokim, shemechabdem oviv lachlik lekovu, covet, that anshe amokim will be chayle covet, the kabel dvorim sheyeme b'shmai. If he says the father wants this, so zicha do it, al yitla covet ba'atzmai, afili yedei shechabdu covet, al yitla ha covet ba'oviv. Shalchuni b'shvil abba shehu tzorech li, avimeina nishpa l'amokim b'dvar oviv, but if he'll mention my father wants it, they won't do it. כדבר עצמי, היית לבוביו, שאין אלוהי אלא גנאי, פקר to bring about a גנאי לאוביו. Yeah. במויסי קיצד, היה אימר דבר שמוע מפיו, he said over a דבר שמוע מפיו, לא יאימר כך אומר אבא, אלא כך אומר אבא מורי, הרייני כפורס משקובו. Hani mili teishne mosa chaydish, mikan ve'eilach eimer zecheinu lebroche lechai eilam abo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Hareini kaporas mishkovai, Ola yovai kol ro horoi lovoi al nafshe. This is Amir Likizach, that in the Shana Rishayin of Avelis, he should say, Ola yove kol ro horoi lova yal nafshe. I once had a kasha, the Gemara later says that kibbut ov is mishal ov, not mishal ben. That means you mechabit him, the father, machilo im ashkeyo, you go over to the father, there's a mitzvah to cook for him, for those, the father should give them money for the food. I'll cook it, I'll do it, I'll serve it, but Mishalov, not Mishal Ben. So Lechayre, this is Ein Lecha Mishal Ben Godel Mizeh. He's saying Amayre de Kezach. He's saying Olai Yovoi Kol Ra Horoi Lovoi Al Nafshe. Whatever. I'm a Kabbalah myself. Amayre de Kezach. It could be, we'll see later, that the whole din of Kvoid Oviv Mishal Oviv is if the father has. If the father doesn't have, then there's a din Mishal Ben. So it could be here it's talking about the father doesn't have any more. He's showing that after Olam HaEmes, he's an Oymet, he's some Amela. Could be that's what he's Mekabel. Now let's go a little further. That is the first 12 months. Mikan Ve'ilech, Kvar Kibul, Mashe Kibul. After 12 months, whatever he got, he's got already. Shem Mishpat Rishay Yisrael Begehenem Elo Yud Beis Chaydish. So then, he doesn't say any kapolas mishkovi. There's no mishpat anymore. So Yeda Ore, I found that it's brought down in Hilchus Kaddish. One says Kaddish only 11 months. You don't say for 12 months. Why do you say for 12 months? Because I don't assume that the father's a Rosh, and Mishpat Rishayim is Yud Beis Chaydish. That's why you stop by the 11th month. You don't, not to think that he's a Rosh. In here, L'chayri, you say Yud Beis Chaydish. Reini Kaporis Mishkovoi. Emerson, the Taz asks this kasha. Taz says that it's a very difficult teretz. The Taz says, I don't really understand the Taz. The Taz says, Niradei as follows. He says, what should he say? He should say, Zechayne v'brocha l'chay o'ilam abo. How does he know that that's true? Who knows that the father was Zechayne o'ilam abo? So you can't say this. Maybe he's saying a shekel. To say nothing, his father died, he doesn't say anything. So then he says, Zechayne kaporos mishkodot. Here he's not saying Kaddish, but here he can't say Zechayne l'vach and he has to say something. That's what the Taz says. So I don't understand Klal the Taz, so if someone else mentions him, so what does Yenna say? Yenna Zira doesn't have any with Kaporos Mishkovi. So he also doesn't say Zechayne l'vach in the first year. Maybe it's not a Benoila Mabo. The Pnei Boruch brings down from the Shiurei Broche as follows. The brings from the Shiurei Broche, the Iker Kaddish is for Gehenim. That's the Iker Kaddish, to be Malah from Gehenim. And if he ends after Yud Beis Chaydish, so Vaista is he wasn't Gehenim Yud Beis Chaydish. So that you shouldn't do. Now, Kaddish also helps for a small Einish, Lav Davke for Gehenim. The Kaddish on the Yortzeit is for a small Einish. After Yud Beis Chaydish, but every Yortzeit is on Dover Kal. So, Nareini Kaporos Mishkovi could also be on a Dover Kal. That means, he wants to say, Nareini Kaporos Mishkovi is not at all, Nareini Kaporos Mishkovi is not at all saying that he's in Gehenim or I mean, I feel it's a weak in Gemurim, there's a din, that there's a tvi on them. So whatever it is, Areni Kaporos Mishkovi is an innocent statement. If he needs anything, Amuchan, it could be a dover kal. The Iker Kaddish is Lahalis Megehenim. I don't know if the Loshna Rashi is mashma like this. The Loshna Rashi says, Kavilach kva kibo mashe kibo, she mishpat risha yisol begehenim, or yud beis chodesh, Rashi is jumping to Gehenim. I mean, if we're talking about a mishpat kal, a mishpat kal could be later also. That's why every yotzei you say kaddish. So why shouldn't he say after Yud Beis Chaydish Reni Kaporos Mishkovi? It's very unclear. Now one other thing that's very unclear here is a very interesting Taisus Riyazokin that Taisus Riyazokin says the Moshe says how you mechabedim b'moysoi. He was saying over a shtik teire from his father. Zokte taisus riyazokin. This is the two lines before it starts getting wide. Dvar shmua haloche sheshome ma'ovi. He heard haloche. Uvadai ein adin be'imoi. God and Shuk, no, we don't pass him like this taisus riyazokin. Sheinechai v'loi ma'kach loi kapore v'loi zechroinoi. The whole thing is davke by a dvar aloche. Kedektoni hoyoimel dovo shmu mipiv. Avok shoyimel b'shmoi mili dalme. He's saying over from his father. Stamos what his father used to say. אני חייב לחבדוי בדבורים. והיינו דקטוני בברייסו, יאימר דבר שמועה, ויאמר ידויבר בשמוי. וכן טוב אין דעס הרמב״ם, שקוסו ויאימר דבר שמועה, כלא שנה ברייסו. So we have to understand this. What's pshat in this? He's saying that this is, if he said that dvar shmua, so I saw it in Shuvas and Hogas from Rav Sternbuch, once we miyashe, we have to mine go in, but they don't say any kaparos mishkobe. So once they say number one, they name on like this Tosis Riyah Zoke. And what shaykhes that they have to dvar shmua, he wants to say, could be by a dvar haloche, he's saying over a haloche that his father had said, maybe he's not saying it over properly. So the people are not getting the right, they're hearing his father said this and this, maybe it's not being said over properly. So that's hareini kaporos mishkoboi, that if it's not being said properly, but that's how he wants to say, pshandu tesri yazokin, but then again, Teichud Beis Chadoshim, Shnidainim Rishoyim B'Gehenem, Amo Mekan Bilech Kva Kibo Masha Kibo. It is very unclear, this halacha. The Meni Yuchim says by everything, this Indian of Harini Kapaz Mishkovoi and Philo Ba'imoi. Let us see further. Tana Rabona, Chocham Mishane Shem Ovev V'Shem Rabboi, Tulgimen Eini Mishane Loi Shem Ovev Loi Shem Rabboi. Now, Bizman Chazal, it was when the Chochem said at Roshe, we were speaking before the microphone was invented, so the Chochem used to, there was a Tulgimin who was blessed with a loud voice, and the Chochem used to tell the Tulgimin what he's saying, Bekitzer, and the Tulgimin told over for the whole Olam what the Chochem is saying. So it says like this, Chochem Mishana Shem Ovev V'Shem Rabboi. The Chochem will not say the Shem Ovev V'Shem Rabboi. Tugman Einim Mishana Loi Shem Ovev V'Loi Shem Rabboi. The Tugman says the name. So the Gemara says, well, whose father are you speaking about? Avu Adaman. Ilem Avu Adaman Tugman. Smith, the father of the Tugman. Otto Tugman Lav Bach Yuvahu. The Tugman, what? If the Chochem is saying over, I heard something from the Meturgimin's father. So the Meturgimin should say his father's name. Rambero said this and this. How is the Meturgimin allowed to mention his father's name? Ela Omarove Shem Oviv Shel Chochem Shem Rabbi Shel Chochem. I was speaking about that the father of the Chochem. Kiho Demar Barabashi, the son of Rabashi, Kavadorish Pepirke, when he said a drosha, Ihu Oma Abba Mori, so he told over to the Meturgimin, my father said this and this, Va'amoyre, and the Meturgimin Oma Hochi Oma Rav Ashi. He says, take the name. Let us see what Rashi says. Chochem Mishana Shemovet, Chochem Abdoiresh Drosha Berab, V'loichesh Leturgimin, he whispers to the Turgimin, V'hu Mashmiya, and the Tulgimin is saying it loud that Olam should hear. Mishana Shem Ovi Shem Rabbi. In Bo Loim B'dvar Aloch Shem Ovi V'Rabbi, Loichish L'Tulgimin, Kachom HaRabbi Meir, Kachom HaRabbi Yomir. He doesn't mention the father's name. Aber L'Tulgimin HaMashmir L'Rab, Meinu Mishana Al Machaneh B'Shmoy, Vayim HaKachom HaPlayni. So Mo asked whose father is this, Abu Adaman, Ein HaMetulgimin Mishana, that the Metulgimin says the name, Inem Abu Adaman Tulgimin, Im Loichish L'Chochem D'var Aloch B'Shem Ovi V'Shal Tulgimin, Ashmiel Arabim b'shem Omroi, he's telling him, he's saying the name of the father. Yishana loyma kachama Abba Moiri, al kareo b'shmoi. That's pshat. Otto tugimin la bachiyu v'lachabe desovivu. Ki abedorish bepirke v'leichish tvar aloche le tugimin b'shem Rab Ashi Oviv. So iyu amama barab Ashi told the tugimin kachama Abba Moiri. This is what my father said. והמוירי, כשהוא משמיע לרבם, בשם אוימרוי, אוימר כך אומר רבשי. ואין אוימר כך אומר עובב ועדוינוב של חוכם. He shouldn't say that his father said. He should mention the name. just wondering what the reason of this halacha is. I mean, the telling us halacha that the Torgeman should mention the name, even though the Olam would get the message if they're saying the Aviv of this Chacham will also know who his father was, but there's a special Indian of mentioning his name. Could be, I don't know if this is true, the Gemara says in Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Zayin, Kol Talmud Chacham Shemim Dovo Shmu Mipiv Ba'ilam Azeh Sivsei Sov Deiv Reis Bekeber. It could be this schus, the Gura Ba'ol Cha'ilomim, this schus is dafke if his main name is mentioned. It could be that's a besonderes skule if the name is mentioned. So that is what the Gemara is telling us over here. That the Chacham cannot tell the Turgimin his father's name, Al Skvaidovit. But Al Kaponim, the Turgimin should be Mashmiya, the father's name, Al Tzis Halacha, Sheyesiv Seifsav, David Vais Bekeber.